RCMP Communications, bonjour.
A quiet hum of phones ring and radio frequencies fill the air.
Okay, tell me what happened.
It looks like my back door has been pried open.
Have you been inside the house?
No,
Lee Rosin has been a calm voice behind the phone for the last 20 years.
It starts and ends with us in some ways, because if we don't maintain control, we can't get officers safely to wherever officers need to go. So the system breaks down right at the front end.
From car crashes to violent crimes to non-emergencies, Rosin and the team respond to it all.
Whatever type of call it is, it's going to dictate the questions that I ask. But we become accustomed to remaining in control regardless of what we hear on the other end. So it might be screaming, it might be somebody yelling out an address, it might be somebody that is talking off, like that people don't know that they've called 911. So I think that we grow accustomed to hearing that and then react accordingly.
Exciting, challenging, empowering. That's how Rosin describes the job, adding that a recent study showed only 4% of the population can do this job.
On the tough days, I just remember and remind myself when I'm walking to my car, 4%, you're in the 4%, lady.
Dion Matt is the operations commander and says they average around 30,000 calls per month.
I would say it's exciting. If you ask me, I will say during those busy times for adrenaline junkies, it's an adrenaline rush. It's never boring. It's never the same thing every day.
It isn't easy. Matt says even when she has to answer the toughest calls, she knows she has to stay calm because it's what the victims need the most.
Is there kind of one call that you can think of in your career that kind of really had an impact on you?
The La Loche High School shooting, that was a few years ago now, because I have two children, and you always heard it on the news and all of these other places, and nothing like that had happened in Saskatchewan. And it was suddenly that this was now happening in Saskatchewan, and I could envision my own boys being in that school.
For both Rosin and Matt, their family support extends right into their second family. Their coworkers.
You just go through the trenches together. You take big calls or you take emotional calls. We live with these people 48 hours a week. So there are times when we know more about your, you know, supervisor's personal life than maybe her husband does that week until she tells him she got a speeding ticket.
We all celebrate our highs and lows and our family, our work family and not work family.
They may not be seen on the front lines, but their calm voice and steady demeanor can save lives. At the Saskatchewan RCMP headquarters, I'm Abby Zivirink.